You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with local celebrated artist, fabulous, very in-demand tattooist, Emily Sands. Emily, thank you for being here today on The Scene.
Thank you for having me, Laura. I'm excited to be here.
How long have you been doing what you do?
I think it will be 13 years this year that I started my apprenticeship, and I started my apprenticeship when I was 16 years old. So
you first of all, you have your own shop, Blackheart Tattoo.
Yes.
And how long have you had your own place?
I've had my own place since 2017, and I've had Blackheart Tattoo in Cookeville since 2019.
All right, let's go way, way back. What's the very first thing that you remember being inspired as an artist?
As an artist in general, I have no idea. I mean, I was drawing since I was 2 or 3 years old, but tattoo-wise, I would say television, TV shows, media.
What were you drawing as a 2 and 3 year old? What do you remember?
My mom is a self-employed. My parents have a business as well, and she would be on the phone with customers and trying to keep me busy. And she would give me markers while I'd sit on the floor and draw on her legs to keep me occupied while she was on the phone with customers.
And that's what
when I was three. Yeah, I didn't know I did that until like 5 years ago. I couldn't believe it.
That is amazing. And so then from there, talk me through your journey to deciding you wanted to do this as a profession.
I mean, I started the tattoo career pretty early in life in high school when I was 16. So it just kind of rolled into my adult life. I grew up doing it and I didn't really know anything other than that. I never really tried to do anything else either. I just stuck with it and ran with it. So I feel pretty lucky that I still really love my job after being in it. That's all I know.
Yeah, so. That's incredible. What inspires you most when people come in? Do you enjoy when people come in and they say, this is exactly what I want? Or do you like when people come in and they say, well, I kind of like this. Like, what do you think?
I like both. When people don't know for sure what they want, it's fun to brainstorm with them. But even when they say, I know exactly what I want, we still have to create the design together. So either way, we're always designing with the customer. So
how many tattoos do you think you've done?
I have no idea. I used to count by the medical bibs on our tray per setup. Those came in 1,000 packs, and I have no idea how many packs of those I've gone through at this point.
People love your work. People come to you all the time.
And, thank you so much.
And you book out.
I love Cookeville. Many, many I love weeks. This area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud to be a part of Putnam County and just being in Tennessee in general.
Yeah. Do you, your own designs on your, do you tattoo on yourself? Do you trust other people to tattoo on you? That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you for sure.
I've done a few tattoos on myself, but it's pretty difficult to find a spot that you can reach with both hands because you have to use one hand to stretch and one hand to tattoo with. So my ankles, my foot, a couple on my wrist, I've done myself. But other than that, it's mostly just been coworkers that have tattooed me. I recently found a tattoo artist in Hermitage. His name's Dan Bostick. He's worked on my arm. So that's pretty exciting to find somebody that I trust.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, so what do you have planned next for your own self? Do you have a running list of tattoos that you want?
That I want?
Yeah.
I actually am going this weekend to get my left arm worked on again. So just trying to finish what I have for now.
Yeah, that's exciting. There's a gap, I would say, between generations sometimes in... Mm-hmm. Our generation, I think we're all going to be just the most wrinkly tattooed people in the nursing
yes.
home. You know, we're all just going to be covered.
We like, will not just, be boring.
It is just a much more acceptable thing. What do you say to maybe people of an older generation that have no tattoos or people that maybe are more conservative mindset that maybe want a tattoo but are maybe scared? Like, what would you say are the social implications of tattoos nowadays?
I think they've improved a lot since I started tattooing, and it's very often that I'll tattoo somebody that's just retired and they've waited until they've retired. Or even in some cases, people have actually told me they did not get a tattoo until their grandmother passed away because their grandmother would disown them. If they, I'm like, are you serious? They would not really do that to you. But I mean, they were genuinely worried about it. So they waited. But I think it's gotten better. Work careers are not so strict about it anymore. Medical fields, teachers, they're a lot more forgiving. I've tattooed principals and doctors and surgeons, so
yeah,
of all ages.
Yeah, it's a very different life. Mm-hmm. It's a very different.
And when you think of a tattoo, it's not a full sleeve on somebody. It's a tiny little tattoo you may never see unless they're in a swimsuit. So
right,
they're easy to hide. And
I I want to hear all the crazy tattoo stories. We're going to come back and talk about that in just one moment. Okay. You're listening to The Scene, and we're here with Emily Sands. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Emily Sands, who is a very celebrated and well-loved local artist here, and she's a tattoo artist and owner of Black Heart Tattoo. Tell me about being a business owner. We've talked a little bit about Emily as the artist. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's like to transfer artistry into a business, because I know that sometimes that's a hard leap for folks to take their art into their actual business world.
Yes. When I started tattooing, I, of course, worked at a shop. I wasn't the owner. And then I moved from Ohio to Tennessee when I was 19 years old and worked at Rouseabout Tattoo. When I left there, that was to open my own business. And I was like 3 months pregnant with my son, taking the big jump, a big risk. And I'm like, I'm leaving the shop and I'm going to try to do it myself. I hope it works.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. And it's been great since then, but just trying to plan things financially and working as much as you can to get ahead of things. But I feel like I'm excited for the next step of it, to have some more apprentices working in there with me and like teaching a younger generation, probably 5 to 10 years younger than me at this point. But just be having more artists around and people that are eager to learn what I know a lot about just makes the job even more exciting. I love my customers and hearing people's stories when I do their tattoos. But as a business owner, it's exciting to bring like more artists into the industry and watch them enjoy the same things that I do.
Yeah. What do you think draws artists into this industry?
I mean, I know what drew me into it initially. I loved fine art, painting and drawing, but I mean, career-wise, digital things are more paying well these days, I suppose. And I just didn't want to sit behind a computer all day. I enjoy doing digital things, but not for a full-time career. And I just really like people. And this career gets me to meet all kinds of different people, build relationships. And some clients I've had once and never saw again. And others I've tattooed twice a year for almost a decade. And they're like family. So it's a neat industry in that sense.
Yeah. Who works with you there at Black Heart Tattoo? What's your team like?
Right now it's just me. I had, two coworkers in the past. They were actually sisters and they live in Crossville. So my very first apprentice, Devin Eller, she was with me for about 4 years and she ultimately moved to Crossville where she lives. So she's got her own little studio. She's doing really well there. So things are great. And I'm looking forward to my next group of apprentices, whoever they may be.
Yeah. And you're moving to a new shop.
Yes. Yeah, so I've had Black Heart Tattoo in Cookeville across the street from the hospital area for 5 years next month. It'll be our 5 year anniversary next month of Black Heart Tattoo. Yeah. Thank you. So I thought, what a good 5 year plan on the date, almost to the day, the month, July, is when we'll be moving in to the new location in downtown Baxter. And they've just named that a historic district. I think Cityscape just started that a couple weeks ago. So
very exciting. What are you looking forward to most about moving the shop?
I'm looking forward to have more space. I've been in a really small space, but it was just me and one other girl for a long time. So I'm excited to do more things in there, have some retail, have aftercare products for sale. I'll have an art studio in there for any of the artists to work. So just lots more room for options.
Yeah, very exciting. Yes. Will there be a big grand opening? Do you have a date planned for when you're opening?
I do not have a date yet for the grand opening. I just know it will be in the next 2 to 3 months, somewhere around there. But I'll post about it all on social media and share it. And if you follow any of us on Black Heart Tattoo or Emily Sands Tattoo, you'll see that posted.
Awesome.
Yes.
So what else is coming up for you? What's happening? How do people make an appointment? How do people find you and follow you and get a hold of you?
To schedule any tattoo appointments with me, just visit the website. You can Google Black Heart Tattoo in Cookeville or look up Emily Sands Cookeville, and we'll be moving to Baxter. So I'll get all the new addresses added to that soon, but Emily Sands Tattoo and my website has a contact form you can fill out telling me what you're wanting to have done, where you'd like to place it, how big it might be, any details and reference photos for that. And then I'll get back to you and get a time and date chosen when it both works for us. So.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk with you about if someone is looking to get a tattoo, but they have no idea, what do you tell them? So we'll come back in just a moment with Emily Sands here on The Scene. You are back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Emily Sands of Blackheart Tattoo. Emily, tell me a little bit more about your new shop that's opening coming up in Baxter. It's so much bigger than your shop here. You've got so much more room, and you're going to have sort of a miniature little art gallery. And tell me a little bit more about your new space.
I'm super excited to be expanding. We've been in Cookeville for 5 years in about 600 square foot studio. So it was just what it says, a studio. So we're moving into a much larger location. I should have 3 to 4 tattoo booths in there. So I'll be hiring more artists. It won't be just me anymore. But a lot of the popularity, I guess, of my studio in the past was that it's private. So people feel like there's not strangers coming in and out of the door. So that will change a little bit, but all of the booths will have doors that shut. So you'll still have a private tattoo appointment. So that's a big difference, but don't worry, you'll still have privacy and won't have to have strangers watch you get tattooed. But
There was a tattoo parlor in Key West, right on Duval Street, and the mm-hmm. windows face. If you're getting a tattoo, you have to lay on this table right there. And it's like Duval Street is probably the worst place you mm-hmm. want people to be watching you because full of hecklers.
And it's pretty common to have an open floor plan tattoo studio. Because, I mean, if you're just getting your arm or your leg, and mm-hmm. some people like the social aspect of, oh, cool, what are you getting? But a lot of people like the privacy of it and not being nervous and anxious that someone they don't want near them is just going to walk right up and
right.
Yeah.
Watch them getting their ink done. So yeah. what type of artistry do you look for? Like when someone comes to you and they say, I'd like to work in your shop or, mm-hmm. you know, are you hiring? Like, what are you looking for in an artist?
I guess what I'm looking for an apprentice to teach how to tattoo is someone that's not really dabbled in tattooing at all yet. They just want to do that as a career and they are into drawing and fine art and painting and really any kind of art, but that they have a passion to get into the tattoo business. But I don't actually plan on hiring any tattoo artists from elsewhere. I would just like to hire apprentices that I've taught so that everyone in my studio is taught by me. Because mm-hmm. hiring someone that just moved here from a different state and you don't know if their portfolio is really theirs. And it's just lots of scams like that happen pretty often. So I would want people in my studio to say, well, Emily Sands taught me to tattoo. So
yeah, that you learned along the way. I didn't even think about that. So people would come in with a like the fake book of tattoos and they said they did all this and then they start tattooing.
I mean, even 10, 15 years ago, people printed out fake like Kodak photos and put it in binders and showed people that, because how do you prove that? Now you can kind of search the image online and see that it came from somewhere else. But yeah. My old boss used to have people bring in fake portfolios to try to get a job.
Oh, my gosh. And then they just start doing it and they're terrible at it. And then how do you explain when you're already...
Like, right. Then that's my name and my studio. And well, mm-hmm. I went here and I thought it'd be a good place because it's Blackheart Tattoo. Yeah. So I would like to really make sure anything that comes out of my business is high quality.
Do you ever work in any other mediums? Do you ever go back to the other side with markers or paint or colors? Or do you ever take, do you leave the work at home when you go home?
I do mostly, but I work quite a bit. So I think once I get into the bigger space, it won't just be me tattooing. Maybe I'll have a little more me time to paint again. I love painting watercolors, sketching in a sketchbook with a pencil. I mean, but now I really just focus a lot on work right now. And I'm sure moving into a larger place, inviting more employees around and focusing on that, I'll be at the shop probably more than I have been in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So one day I may have more of like a studio time for myself. But
right now you're in the hustle.
Yes. And I know it's going to be a crazy couple of months at least. But I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Well, if someone is just deciding to get a tattoo and they have no idea or they're scared and mm-hmm. they come into your studio or they book a consultation, they don't, what do you say? What do you say to someone that isn't sure, but they, you know, they've always wanted one and haven't yet pulled the trigger?
If someone reaches out and they're just really unsure, but they know they want to get something, I definitely suggest to schedule a consultation. That way you can get a lot of the fear out of the way doing that, coming in, meeting me in person, seeing the studio. And you can just kind of get a vibe for our personalities, how we get along. And it's usually calms a lot of people down because I have girls walk in and guys walk in like, oh, I have terrible anxiety. I'm so nervous right now. I'm like, oh, you're fine. And then 20 minutes later when they leave, they're in a completely different mood and are ready to schedule something. But if you don't know what you want design wise, we can do that at the consultation as well. just have a couple ideas, maybe some reference photos, and we can sketch it together and brainstorm together at the consultation. Yeah. So it's more of like a team building project than just me telling you what to get.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Well, tell me again how people can find you. How can people look you up and how can people book an appointment, just for anybody that's tuning in?
All social media for me is at Emily Sands Tattoo, and my studio is Blackheart Tattoo in Cookeville, getting ready to move to Baxter.
Emily Sands, thank you so much for being here. It's so wonderful having you on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the scene.